As I mentioned recently, ladies and gentlemen, after reviewing data from one of the Mars rovers, NASA, big press conference the other day, concluded that Mars was once drenched with enough water to support life in a good, habitable environment. And despite, I mean, this is an incredible discovery, and NASA still had to go out there and say that there's no proof that life existed. All they said was that conditions were there for there to be life. But this is not all NASA said, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot that is not being discussed here. As a powerful, influential member of the media, I know more than you do, especially about this. I have seen a highly classified report that has not been released publicly, and it probably won't be unless you consider my talking about it here to be releasing it publicly. It's top secret report, codenamed the Gore Report. It was prepared by scientists from Area 52 in New Mexico. They analyzed the Mars data. And there are some findings in this report, and I can understand why they don't want to release this, but I want to, and I don't know at all, but I want to pass off what some of the Gore report says. There was life on Mars. That's what NASA is not being upfront about. There was life up there. Everybody knows it. We can't be the only people occupying the universe. It's impossible. Who do we think we are? We're the only people God created? Sorry, for those of you who don't believe in God, only people who evolved from apes? So it's clear that there was life elsewhere, and now that NASA's kind of let the cat out of the bag, if there were habitable conditions up there, we know there was life there. In fact, they found some DNA evidence up there that compares favorably to members of the Skull and Bones Society here on Earth. These people were highly industrialized, the Martians. They were technologically superior, and they were very arrogant people. And they thought that the power and the force of their existence was all that was needed to sustain them. And they didn't care a whit about conservation. They didn't care a whit about preserving anything. They got rid of everything that was pristine. In fact, they used the internal combustion engine. They were globalists. They got rid of all the countries on that planet, and they had just one giant society, and the powerful, rich, just absorbed everything they needed from the best parts of the planet, used it for themselves, and everybody basically suffered until everybody died out, because what happened was there were no checks and balances. There probably wasn't any campaign finance reform to restrict the corruption in their elective circumstances there. And so special interest groups and multinationals who escape taxes by, forming offshore accounts. There's no coincidence in the fact that they found water, lots of water, where the habitable conditions were, because it dovetails with what's in the report about some of these multinationals abandoning their own countries and locating offshore for all of the nefarious reasons. They had rainforests. You're not hearing about this. They had ancient rainforests. They had jungles. They had so much oil and gas. They had reserves out the wazoo. One of the things they found on Mars is that there are still, it's possible that there's still some there, tiny little amounts. But it's clear, you saw the pictures from Mars, I saw the skeletons, at least I saw the fossils of the skeletons, there were people there, or there were beings there, but it looked like Pompeii. It looked like these people all died huddled together, and they were just swarmed in an instant, they were one day there and then gone. So many people living close together, it has to have been the result of urban sprawl. Nobody had any space, nobody had any room, and you could tell it. I saw it from the pictures that they released. It's clear, ladies and gentlemen, Mars was once it was once the jewel of the solar system, and it was raped. Mars was raped. This is what NASA knows. This is what the Gore Report says. Mars was raped by robber barons. Capitalism, dependence on combustible engines, led to global warming. The ecosystem that sustained everybody was destroyed. That's why the water they found is at the equator area. The ice caps melted. Exactly what's happening here, folks. Exactly what's happening here. These people were advanced. Not everybody on Mars died. This is what's fascinating about this report. Not everybody on Mars died. Some were able to flee. Some were able to get off the planet. This is what they can't afford to release. UFOs, yep. All these sightings, all of these blinking lights, all these unexplained things, they're real. That's why they're calling us Area 52. Those are Martians escaping the destruction. It goes way back, I mean, before we were alive. And these UFOs have been happening all over. It may well be that the bright star that guided the three wise men was a UFO. Tax cuts absolutely were a factor. That's what the offshore thing was all about. Of course tax cuts were a factor. But the elites got off. The elites were able to travel in space. The elite, there weren't very many of them, but they were able to get off. They fled the planet in time. The stunning thing about the Mars report, the Gore report, is that they're here. These people that destroyed Mars are here. They are on Earth, folks. They are in America. They work at Halliburton. They worked at Enron. They worked at WorldCom. They're at Boeing. They came to America, my friends. And the Gore report clearly illustrates they have not learned a thing from their experiences on Mars. The truth is out there. Far, far out there.